In-depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Usable news and information for your job. And now, here's Francis Rose.
Welcome to the second hour of In-depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM for Thursday, October 7th, 2010. Later on in this hour, a look at IT programs at the Department of Veterans Affairs, the Senate Committee on Veterans Affairs looking at that yesterday, and you'll hear from Roger Baker talking to the Veterans Affairs Committee about progress being made at the Department of Veterans Affairs in IT. And also, you'll hear from Ed Marr of CSC, Computer Sciences Corporation, talking about that very subject. He was a witness at the hearing yesterday, joined me this morning, and you'll hear that conversation later on in hour number two of In-Depth with Francis Rose. This, of course, is Greening of Government Week on Federal News Radio 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com. And one of the people who is greener than when he started this week is Federal News Radio's Max Kakis, and that's because you've been at the Greening of Government, the Green Gov Symposium is the formal name of it.
That's right.
But a lot of people just calling it the Greening of Government Symposium. Today was the last day, and what did you wrap up with at this event today?
Well, Francis, we covered today the a panel on using social media to create green teams. Now, you know, you might ask, well, what does social media have to do with govs and the greening of government?
Yeah, I don't think of those two necessarily connected to
each
other.
Right. Well, they're actually a natural fit because Caitlin Savichik from the White House New Media Office came in and talked about how they remember the SAVE Awards?
Yes.
That was that program where they went out and solicited government employees for good ideas. Well, they've taken the idea of the SAVE Awards into the Green Government Challenge that the president issued to federal workers to try to get some good ideas on how they can reduce agencies' carbon footprint, how to be more energy efficient, and things like that. They've taken that whole idea into the Green Gov Challenge, and they described the fact that they've adapted that whole technology of being able to take ideas, and then people get to rate them and vote on them, and then you sort of see which one of these ideas sort of rises to the top.
Yeah.
They've taken that same idea to the Green Gov Challenge. They said they had about 5,000 people, 5,000 feds who participated in that challenge. They had 165,000 votes were cast, and 14,000 employees participated all throughout the federal government.
That's tremendous.
So that whole idea of engaging employees no matter where they stand in their organizations to offer suggestions and then be recognized, because even if for example they don't get to do a grip and grab with the president themselves, just the whole idea that other people are voting on your idea has a certain amount of value, and that's something that they're building upon in terms of trying to talk about these things. Also heard from, Steve Luzzi, fellow who runs FedCenter.
Yeah.
Really nice resource that the EPA is involved in to try to help agencies with compliance, and he talked about how they're little by little getting into social media to try to help feds understand what they need to understand about complying with the Green Gov initiatives that the president has laid out. And we also heard from Maritza Huerta from the U.S. Forest Service. Once again, another agency that a lot of people would not automatically think of when it comes to Green Gov, but they're using they're sort of dipping their toe in the water of Facebook and YouTube and Twitter in terms of not only doing reach outside of their agency, but also inside their agency. And we'll tomorrow morning on the Federal Drive, we'll have a little best practices about how they had to overcome internal intransigence, shall we say, about posting a 90-second YouTube video that was very instructional. Maritza said not more than a minute and a half after they posted that video, communications was on him. Because and they said, well, you know, you really need to get clearance for this. And so she said that they really learned a lesson there. And we'll pass along the lesson because I think it's something that a lot of agencies are grappling with and are trying to deal with. You know, how are you going to use social media in fulfilling your agency's mission? So
All right.
We'll get into that a little tomorrow.
We'll look forward to finding that on the radio and the Federal Drive tomorrow between 6 and 10, and also on the Federal Drive page at federalnewsradio.com. Max Kakis, thank you very much, sir.
Anytime, Francis.
All of our Greening the Government resources are available on the Greening the Government page at federalnewsradio.com. It's linked up on the homepage. Go there and look at it at your leisure. And when we come back on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, you'll hear from Roger Baker. He's the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs, talking about some changes that have been made and that will be made in the IT operations at his agency. That's next on Federal News Radio 1500 AM.
Will the Fed VIPs be talking about at Fed Talks 2010? Go to FedTalks.com to get the scoop. Fed Scoop will be hosting D.C.'s biggest VIP gathering of the year on Tuesday, October 12th. It's a new fiscal year for the Feds, so come hear about key initiatives and priorities from top federal agency CIOs and CTOs, network with your key prospects, clients, and partners, meet Arianna Huffington, rock out with the DJ to the White House, and enjoy performances from the Arlington rap comedian Go Remy. Go to FedTalk.com to save your spot today.
You should never be constrained by your network. That's why government agencies turn to Avaya Government Solutions and Quest. Their data networking portfolio offers reliable, secure, end-to-end solutions needed to fully recognize the power of real-time communications. Solutions from Avaya and Quest deliver innovative technology, energy-efficient hardware, and improve the effectiveness of business by creating a simpler, more effective network. The future of data networking has arrived. Learn more at avayagov.com/GSA2010.
Time and money. Midas wants to save you both. Come in for an oil change and we'll rotate your tires and visually check your brakes. All for just $24.99. That's an oil change, tire rotation, and visual brake check for just $24.99. Surprised? Don't be. Helping you save time and money. That's the Midas touch.
Up to 5 quarts conventional oil taxes and synthetics extra shop fees may apply. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hi, I'm Neil Asbury, host of The Neil Asbury Show. Please join me and my guests each week as we discuss the importance of international trade, entrepreneurialism, small business ownership, job creation, and the American dream.
The Neil Asbury Show, Saturday mornings at 8 on Federal News Radio. The Neil Asbury Show, sponsored by AIT Worldwide Logistics, Yoakum Shore and Trossaven, and WTS, Withers Worldwide Transportation Systems.
The latest from the Federal Security Spotlight, brought to you by Cisco.
The Stuxnet worm. It showed that if you assume that infrastructure control systems are safe because they're not on the Internet, that's just plain wrong. Here's Mark Bregman, Chief Technology Officer of Symantec.
Well, in fact, many of them are connected to the Internet, and in some cases it's possible to get in even if there's a so-called air gap, because increasingly people use things like USB memory sticks to move information around, and that provides another vector to get across the so-called air gap.
To hear the entire show, log on to federalnewsradio.com. Will the top-of-mind security issues of today be the issues facing government tomorrow? Get the latest from federal experts on FISMA reform, the cyber initiative, how government is combating botnets, spyware, and other cyber evils, and more. Listen to Federal Security Spotlight, sponsored by Cisco, airing Thursday from 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. or on demand at federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Security Spotlight is brought to you by Cisco, the leader in federal IT security.
Hey there, I'm Christopher Dorabek. Here's what we're working on for the Dorabek Insider this afternoon. The Defense Department making significant changes to its IT leadership and the CIO's office. We'll talk to a former deputy CIO at DOD and the man who helped write the law that created federal CIOs. And you want to be green, but what difference can one person make? We're going to talk to a Fed who bikes to work many days. She'll be listening as she pedals 3 to 7 on the Dorabek Insider. It's right here on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. IT operations at the Department of Veterans Affairs in focus for the rest of the hour. And the chief information officer there, of course, is Roger Baker. Mr. Baker, ahead in front of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee yesterday, and the chairman of that committee, in talking about looking at IT projects at the Department of Veterans Affairs, is Daniel Akakis, senator from Hawaii. And among other comments he made during his opening statement, Senator Akakis said, moving forward, VA must clearly articulate a vision for its IT program. VA's day-to-day management must reflect this vision. The lines of communication that compel IT development must remain open between VA leadership and users. Every VA medical facility across the nation must operate with a fully electronic medical record. The lifetime electronic record also needs to become a reality. GI Bill processing software needs to be good enough to allow veterans, their schools, and VA to access and file claims in hours instead of weeks. We must be in line to eventually replace the paper-centric disability claims process with an electronic business solution. The words there of Senator Daniel Akaka, the chairman of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, in opening a hearing that, among others, included this testimony from Roger Baker, the CIO at VA, answering some of the concerns that Senator Akaka outlined.
16 months ago, the members of this committee confirmed me as President Obama's choice for Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology. At that time, you made it clear that you understood the significant challenges VA faces with information technology. I've appreciated your insights and your support over the last 16 months as we've worked to address those challenges. As my written testimony goes into much more, frankly, detail on, we have aggressively dealt with the largest issues facing IT at VA. First, Senator Burr, as you noted, we introduced the Program Management Accountability System, which has already had a dramatic impact in transforming the results of our development organization. Today, the VA hits its system development milestones 80% of the time, a rate that nearly every CIO, public or private sector, would envy. We achieved this transformation by forcing projects to deliver functionality in small increments and communicating a culture of schedule adherence in the organization. During 2010, we generated over $200 million of cost avoidance in our development organization by stopping or reforming poorly performing projects, money we have asked to reprogram to other uses to benefit veterans. Second, in information security, we've achieved our goal of having visibility to every desktop computer in the organization. As of yesterday, that's 310,722 of them, by September 30th. What this means is that we can begin dealing with IT security holes in our infrastructure based on objective metrics and factual observations, not anecdotal incidents. Third, we're now publishing metrics from across our operations organization to measure our operational excellence. At an enterprise level, our metrics show that our key systems are highly available. For example, our VISA systems across the country average 99.95% availability. But we also know that customer support is a local experience, and so we are focused on measuring and publishing metrics on customer experience and customer satisfaction at an individual facility level. Fourth, we once again have established for FY11 a prioritized operating plan that will guide our decisions about where to invest our resources during the year. The intent of this is to give us clear visibility from plan to budget to spend to results on every one of those more than $3 billion in our appropriation. My written testimony also highlights several notable product delivery successes, deliveries that are tangible results of our disciplined approach to managing IT, including the new GI Bill long-term solution, pharmacy reengineering, and the virtual lifetime electronic record. These systems are already having an impact on the quality of care and the speed of benefits for our nation's veterans. While I'm proud of the accomplishments of the VA IT organization over the last 16 months, I recognize that much more work remains to be done. As the only department-level consolidated IT organization in the federal government, I believe that VA IT must strive to be a leader both inside and outside of government. The Office of Information and Technology has made substantial strides forward and is well on its way toward achieving this goal. Indeed, in a number of areas, VA has blazed a trail of innovation that the rest of the government is beginning to follow. Looking forward, We must use our new and disciplined management approaches to help us deliver improved IT systems that will have a direct impact on veterans, including the new Veterans Benefits Management System that will aid VBA, the Veterans Benefits Administration, in achieving the Secretary's goal of breaking the back of the backlog. We must deliver the Virtual Lifetime Electronic Records Initiative, ensuring that all providers of services to veterans have ready access to the information they need to provide quick and effective services. We must deliver on the IT projects essential to the other 14 major initiatives, including ending veterans' homelessness and improving access to care, that will promote the transformation of VA as envisioned by Secretary Shinseki. And we must create an open source model for the VISTA electronic health record system, bringing back the innovation that made VISTA the best electronic health record system in the country. Mr. Chairman, while we have made significant improvements and had many successes over the last 16 months, as we look forward, I think it best to look back to the words from my confirmation testimony, and that is that there is no easy path, no simple answer, and no shortcut solution to creating a strong IT capability at VA. Achieving this will require hard work, disciplined management, and honest communications. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Ranking Member Burr, and members of this committee for your continued support of veterans, of their families and their survivors, of the VA, and specifically of our efforts to transform VA IT. I'm prepared to answer any questions you might have at this point.
Roger Baker is the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs and also Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology at VA. On In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. His testimony coming at a hearing of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee yesterday. Another witness on the panel there making the recommendations or discussing the recommendations of IAC when it comes to VISTA specifically. Zed Marr, he is the chairman of the VISTA Modernization Committee of ACT IAC and vice president for healthcare strategy at CSC. My conversation with Ed Marr is next on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
NBC News Radio, I'm Luke Russert. Sales are up in September, and it looks like retailers have back-to-school shoppers to thank. CNBC's Melissa Francis says stores appealing to teenagers fared especially well.
Companies like Zumiez, The Buckle, I mean the limited brands, all selling a lot of goods as kids go back to school and parents have to buy things.
Mortgages are also a bargain right now. 30- and 15-year rates have fallen to their lowest point in decades. New Yorkers on food stamps will not be allowed to spend them on sugary drinks under a fat-fighting plan being offered by the mayor and governor. They are asking the government to ban people from using food stamps to buy soft drinks. And a new study finds that employers seem to treat women like the fashion industry does, rewarding very thin ones with higher pay. Very thin men, on the other hand, tend to get paid less than male workers of average weight. Men earn more as they pack on the pounds until they become obese when the pay trend reverses. More news at MSNBC.com. I'm Luke Russert, NBC News Radio.
One for you, one for me, two for you, two for me.
Kids can be surprisingly generous, especially in doling out germs. But when your kids go back to school, you can help curb some of that germy generosity. Join us in donating Clorox disinfecting wipes to your child's classroom. They kill the germs on hard surfaces your kids touch every day. Wherever your kids play, use Clorox generously. Clorox. Kill the germs, not the fun. Ask school before donating. Parental delivery only. Use as directed.
I made the switch and saved ever since.
Mark Ramirez on transferring his prescriptions to Sam's Club Pharmacy.
Low prices, $4 generics, great staff, and usually I'm in and out in less than 20 minutes.
Our professional pharmacist and team help you save time, but always have time to help.
Just on one prescription, I've saved enough to pay for my whole membership.
Try Sam's Club Pharmacy today. We promise you'll be completely satisfied, or we'll give you a $10 gift card. Sam's Club, savings made simple. See Sam's Club for details. Savings based on refilled non-insured medication and plus discount.
I'd say most people know that they could save 15% or more on their car insurance by switching to GEICO. Helping people save money, it's what I do. And quite frankly, it's something that GEICO's been doing for over 70 years. But here's the really good part. GEICO is actually a shorthand term for Government Employees Insurance Company. So yeah, GEICO and the government employees, we go way back. Which is why if you're a federal employee, You could save even more money on top of GEICO's already low rates. And the news just gets better. GEICO's got an impressive 97% customer satisfaction rate. So you get some of the best service this side of the Potomac, and you get to save hundreds at the same time. Win-win, my friend. Oh, I've got to run, but I'll let my friend Mike fill you in on the rest. All yours, mate.
Thank you, my little green friend. Hey, it's Mike Causey. If you're a federal employee, then I've got some good news for you. Just call GEICO at 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com and see how much you could save.
The Federal Drive is every weekday from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Federal News Radio 1500 a.m. Hear interviews, news, perspective, and analysis from Tom Temin and Amy Morris. The Federal Drive team will help give you the important information you need about the federal government and how it impacts your organization or agency. Tune in 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. or go to federalnewsradio.com. The Federal Drive is sponsored by CDWG. The right technology, right away.
FLIR Systems has a singular focus on providing thermal imaging night vision systems for search and rescue, surveillance, and force protection across the globe. We proudly support the men and women who serve, defend, and protect by providing leading-edge technology to enhance mission success. Today, customers trust in FLIR Systems' thermal imaging products and rely on our responsive support worldwide. Visit FLIR.com/GS for more details. FLIR Systems, extraordinary vision for extraordinary heroes.
Local and state governments are under tremendous pressure to do more for citizens and do it better. How is technology helping local and state governments do just that? How is the state of Illinois using technology to improve human service delivery? Join host Michael Keegan as he explores these questions and so much more with special guest Ivan Handler, Chief Information Officer of the Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services. That's next week on the Business of Government Hour.
In a Swiss Army knife approach to breast cancer therapy, engineers are creating tiny drugs that combine detection, targeting, and treatment. The versatile nanoparticles contain chemicals that can both signal their location and attack cancer with light. Scott Brown, a University of Florida particle engineer, is coating them with glucose, a candy for cancerous growths.
Cancer cells like to eat a lot more than normal cells, so they'll preferentially take up these particles.
Once filled up, cancer cells can easily be seen with imaging devices, and
when we shine the light on these particles, they heat up, and the heat will terminate the cells in which the particles are localized.
The technique might prevent surgery, but years of research is still needed. To find out more about this and other engineering innovation stories, go to www.nae.edu/radio. That's www.nae.edu/radio. With the National Academy of Engineering, Randy Atkins, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
The March of Dimes and AFSCEA Nova will honor women in the tech field who made a difference in their communities at the 10th Annual Heroines in Technology Gala, Friday, November 12th, at the Hyatt Regency Reston. From CEOs to entrepreneurs, these women exemplify volunteerism in our community. The Federal Drive's Amy Morris will MC the event, and Carol Evans, CEO of Working Mother Media, will be the keynote speaker. To learn more about the nominees and to purchase tickets, please visit marchofdimes.com/metroDC.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. You heard just a few moments ago Roger Baker, the CIO at the Department of Veterans Affairs, testifying at a hearing of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee on IT projects at the department. And another witness on the panel is Ed Marr. He is chairman of the VISTA Modernization Committee of the American Council for Technology Industry Advisory Council, ACT-IAC. He's also vice president for healthcare strategy at CSC. And Ed talked to me this morning about the hearing and the perception of Roger Baker amongst the members of the committee and about the VA IT community in general.
Things have changed. There's a new sheriff in town, Roger Baker, and there's a new administration, and they have put some new disciplines in place. So one of the things, based on my background and history with the department, one of the things I wanted to do was to literally applaud and ask that it be continued, this notion of the discipline of program management and the leadership that's been exhibited, and also the notion of personal accountability. That, you know, you can't fire a committee. You know, you can't discipline, a large group of people, but you sure can hold a leader or someone, a program manager responsible for doing, their professional job, doing it well.
Yeah.
And so what I wanted to do when he invited me to offer my comments on that was to say, you know, they're doing the right thing. It's a change to the culture. It's a change to the environment. Give it time. You know, there'll be bumps. There's a legacy, there's a whole legacy environment out there that, has to evolve and change. But, just recognize that the intestinal fortitude that it takes for leaders to make dramatic change and to apply this new culture of personal accountability. By name, by person in a job who will either advance or have his career affected based on how they perform. Mm-hmm. Do they manage up to professional standards? That's sort of a new day, and it's something to be applauded and recognized. And so when I was invited to make some personal comments, I wanted to make sure they were, resoundingly positive in terms of, they're doing the right thing, and they will prove it's the right thing based on their successes, bringing the projects down to small, meaningful, bite-sized projects that can be managed in 3 to 6 months with very specific milestones and very specific deliverables to the end user. And that way you don't have these 5-year boondoggles.
Yeah.
You don't get down where the requirements have changed, the people have changed, the technology has changed. Oh, my God, what do we got 5 years later down the road? In 6 months, you can say deliver results, and I can measure you week by week. And as Roger pointed out, if you're going to fail early, fail fast.
Yeah.
Make sure that after 3 months you say, wait a second, the ingredients aren't here for success. Let's stop before we spend too much of the taxpayers' money in a bad idea, always trying to catch up. I think it's just the wisdom of the ages speaking, and I'm just so pleased that a department the size of the VA with all the needs they have, they've adopted this. So I was very positive and upbeat on it.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because the nuts and bolts, I think, have been well documented on Federal News Radio and federalnewsradio.com about the changes that he's making there. We've talked about PMAS exhaustively and some of the other changes, and we've even seen PMAS, in my view, kind of morph into these tech stat sessions that Vivek Kundra is conducting. But I'm more interested in what you think is driving that cultural change and the willingness of the people who are there and who have been there for this whole experience, building these legacy systems and kind of living through all of that, to now be able to be willing to change along with Roger and the culture that he's trying to institute there. Because that can be the hardest part, is getting the people who are underneath and have to execute your vision to buy into it.
Well, again, another thing I think that's sort of new and refreshing is the willingness to go out and listen. The secretary, one of the first things he did was put out this electronic suggestion box and then actually listen to it. Ask people, get out in the field. One of the things Roger does is when he can't get out in the field, he brings the field to him.
Mm-hmm.
He'll bring CIOs from the field in to shadow and live with him, go through sessions. There was a gentleman yesterday at the hearing shadowing Roger. And that person goes out and, is now more aware of what's going on and brings it out to the field. But just the notion of listening and dialoguing with the folks most affected, it's not just this heavy-handed top-down approach.
Yeah.
It's a much more open communication style. And I think that's really, people are willing to give people the benefit of the doubt as long as you're talking to them face-to-face.
Mm-hmm.
You're not trying to overwhelm them with the authority you now have. And the willingness to renegotiate. There were some things that were put in place, previously they have been willing to reopen negotiations, if you will, mm-hmm. and you know, talk to the folks in the field about, you're really unhappy about that? Well, here's what I'm trying to accomplish with that. If you don't like the way we've done it, how would you do it to accomplish that? And, I mean, that's a sea change in a large organization. And I credit a lot of the success they've had with that willingness to go out and listen
mm-hmm.
and then adapt. That doesn't mean they're not pursuing the same changes. It's just they're doing it in a different way, and I think a much higher probability of success.
Ed Marr is Vice President for Healthcare Strategy at CSC and also Chairman of the VISTA Modernization Committee for ACT IAC on Federal News Radio 1500 AM, talking about IT at the Department of Veterans Affairs in the wake of a hearing at which he testified yesterday in the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee. It's In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. More with Ed Marr on some of the recommendations from ACT IAC when we continue.
As government and commercial companies continue to improve their business processes, they're finding that IT requirement analysis, market reviews, product selection, and ongoing operations are taxing the resource base of their employees. TMR is here to help. TMR provides enterprise architecture, governance, and IT operational support to ensure our customers' IT investments are aligned with specific business goals, objectives, and capital investment strategies. For more details, visit TMR at tmrhq.com or call 703-323-1700.
Meeting mission goals through technology, brought to you by General Dynamics Information Technology.
Move over radar. It won't be long before that decades-old technology is replaced by satellites to track all aircraft in U.S. airspace. The Federal Aviation Administration's given the green light for a full-scale nationwide deployment of the new satellite-based surveillance system called Automatic Dependent Surveillance Broadcast, or ADS-B. The technology has been successfully rolled out now at 4 key testing sites. The FAA says the system tracks aircraft with greater accuracy, integrity, and reliability than radar-based systems. Controller screens update more frequently and show more detailed information, including the type of aircraft, its call sign, heading, altitude, and speed. Nationwide coverage is expected to be complete by the year 2013.
General Dynamics Information Technology, delivering the strength of technology to achieve mission success. General Dynamics IT. Visit GDIT.com to learn more.
It's been almost a year since the president signed the executive order to make government more environmentally friendly. Federal News Radio has been tracking how agencies and industry are creating sustainable and climate-friendly operations. Our special report, The Greening of Government, takes you behind the directive to see what worked, what didn't, and what to expect in the future. The Greening of Government at 8 minutes past the hour, mornings and afternoons on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and federalnewsradio.com.
We're back on In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. Ed Marr is Vice President of Healthcare Strategy at CSC and speaking at a hearing of the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee yesterday from a personal perspective, his view of the IT operation at the Department of Veterans Affairs. And he spoke both at the hearing yesterday and with me this morning about it. You heard some of his personal comments this morning. But Ed Marr also at this hearing yesterday, in another role. You were also at this hearing testifying as a member of IAC and representing talking about the findings of the VISTA Modernization Report called Legacy to Leadership. In that report, there were two high-level findings that you, or strategic recommendations that you talked about. First one, the working group recommends VA commit to and announce a plan to move to an open source, open standards model for the reengineering of the next generation of VISTA. That was pretty well done, because by the time they got to you, Roger had already said that one was going to happen.
Yeah, you know, Roger has been, taking advice from a whole bunch of people, not just IAC, but our report, plus he's spoken extensively, again, internally, going out to the field and the folks and saying, what do you think about this open source? But also across government. He's been talking to other CIOs, other agencies about what they think. And I think yesterday, he made that announcement. It was kind of just part of his general statement. But I was very, very pleased that, he seems to have made that decision that the future for VA is open source. DOD made that decision pretty much a year ago. Others are very interested. I will tell you, I've briefed the report well over 40 times since we released it in May. And the two questions I get from folks is not that we think the report is wrong or we don't agree with it. Is VA serious? Is VA gonna really seriously considering doing this?
Mm-hmm.
And the second comment is the government capable of making a change as dramatic as this? To a person, no one has come up, and like I said, over 40 conversations, over 40 briefings, cross government, no one has come up and said, this is a bad idea, I'm wrong. It's, are they serious and can they pull it off?
Mm-hmm. The other recommendation that you made is that the current VISTA application be placed on an aggressive program of stabilization with limited tactical upgrades and enhancements driven only by patient safety and other mandated requirements. Sounds to me like that says just make it do what it's supposed to do and don't try to fancy it up. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah. You have to decide where your investments are going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Whether they're in fixing and enhancing VISTA or moving to open source, these are big investments. And you really can't make them in two places. You got to decide where you're going to put your bet down.
Mm-hmm.
And so our recommendation is do what you need to do to keep VISTA up and safe and move, working for the way it is working today. But make your bets over here. Make your investments over here. And again, I think that's, one of those examples of throwing your hat over the wall. You commit to the future.
Yeah.
And so we recommended that, he commit to this approach by making his investment in this environment.
What are the benchmarks we should be looking for as we're watching what's happening with VISTA, say, 6 months from now, a year from now? What should we be looking at as a sign that we're headed in the right direction?
Well, the report, the ACT-IAC report, we struggle to find that balance between being too prescriptive and being too general, too
mm-hmm.
high level.
Yeah.
And I think we, by and large, succeed. So we laid out four next steps, things he can do and should do in the next 3 to 6 months. And that has to do with going out to the FFRDC community, the federally funded research and development community, and asking them to do a state of the art design
mm-hmm.
for the, what we described. But a specific nuts and bolts design, an actionable design, and then actually to build one, make it up and functioning, running TikTok,
mm-hmm.
And then make some decisions. We made, our report was 104 pages, I believe, but we have thousands of pages of background material and research, and we did extensive research on what this open source foundation ought to look like and how it ought to be governed and licensed. But turn that over to an FFRDC and say, you look at it objectively. And you come up with what is the best way to put this together. And then action that. Actually put money to it and start to, actually create this. And then the big one is to, VISTA, current state VISTA is the best set of functional specifications known to man. They've been tested for 30 years. It works,
mm-hmm.
and it works safely. It works very well. We'll functionally decompose that business process right down to the screenshot, if you will. But say what the business process ought to be, and how what are the interrelationships and interactions, and put that out as a functional specification. So it's a decomposition of current state into state of the art functional specifications, and then put them out to bid. Let's people start building, maybe 8 or 10 of them. In this new ecosystem, this open source ecosystem, in the committee, we talked about creating critical mass. There needs to be something out there. It can't just be a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
If it's out there, if it's working, if you do this proof of concept, I believe Roger's biggest problem will become crowd control.
Yeah.
There will be such a rush to a standard. There will be such a rush to something that actually works. And not just by VA, although that's, you know, Roger's concern is VA, but other folks can join in. You know, this is something DOD can look at. This is something Indian Health Service can look at. And it's something the private sector can look at. Mm-hmm. You know, keep in mind, this will all be public domain. It'll be open source. It'll be essentially free and available to anyone who wants to build on it. If it's good enough for VA and our veterans, it's good enough for anyone else.
Ed Marr is Vice President of Healthcare Strategy for CSC and Chairman of the VISTA Modernization Committee for ACT-IAC, talking to me in our studio this morning about his testimony before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee, and also talking about the work that he's done on behalf of IAC in order to present information to the Veterans Affairs Committee about VISTA modernization. Wrap up my conversation with Ed and get you set for today's Dorabeck Insider when we continue on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.
Listen to Fed Talk on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, every Friday morning at 11 o'clock. Brought to you by the attorneys of Shaw, Bransford, and Roth. Fed Talk features live interviews with guests from the federal community sharing their insights on issues that affect you. Call in or email questions or comments to FedTalk at federalnewsradio.com. FedTalk is sponsored by GEICO. This week, join host Deborah Roth to look into the growing usage of social media in the federal government.
At Deloitte, we're working to help government be more efficient, open, innovative, and green. And we're hiring talented professionals in consulting, audit and enterprise risk services, and financial advisory services to help us get it done. You'll be challenged and inspired and have endless opportunity to grow and excel as we help government help America. See for yourself. Visit Deloitte.com/federalcareers. Equal opportunity employers.
The Internet. It's indispensable. Without it, how else would we perform crucial functions like shoe shopping, watching videos of a cat playing the piano, emailing inspirational anecdotes to our 1,000 closest friends? But despite these awesome utilizations of information technology, at Kaiser Permanente, we've found some better uses, like being able to securely manage your own health online 24/7, emailing your doctor's office, checking most test results, reviewing meds, making routine appointments. Not to mention a vital digital connection between you, your doctor, and everyone on your team. Could it be that making total health smarter, more efficient, and more convenient is the very sort of thing for which the Internet was intended? Maybe, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't fit in a cat video now and then. We're Kaiser Permanente, and we want you to live well, laugh well, and thrive. Learn more at kp.org/thrive.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated, 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
HalfPriceDC.com. Half price gift certificates to the area's best restaurants, spas, and more.
This week, buy half price gift certificates to Studio 355 Hair and Day Spa. Award-winning stylists combine cutting-edge style with relaxation. Named one of the top 23 salons by Washingtonian Magazine.
Tutto Bene in Arlington. Experience the authentic taste of traditional Italian cuisine. And Kebab G Grill off of DuPont Circle in Washington, D.C. Serving fresh, healthy, and authentic Lebanese cuisine.
See all the offers at HalfPriceDC.com.
The Federal News Radio Community Spotlight for October is the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Nearly 1 million Americans are living with a form of blood cancer, and over 53,000 people will lose their battle to leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, or Hodgkin's disease this year. Join the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in the fight against blood cancers by participating in the upcoming Light the Night Walks. With your help, the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society will continue to improve the quality of life for patients and their families. For more information, visit federalnewsradio.com.
Welcome back to In Depth with Francis Rose on Federal News Radio, 1500 AM, and wrapping up my conversation with Ed Marr, Vice President of Healthcare Strategy for CSC and Chairman of the VISTA Modernization Committee of the American Council for Technology Industry Advisory Council, ACT-IAC, talking about his testimony before the Senate Veterans Affairs Committee yesterday. What are the implications for the vendor community and for the, you talked about the other agencies. Obviously, there's an attraction solution there, because if it's big enough and flexible enough for VA, it certainly, as you say, will work anywhere. Yeah. What are the implications for the vendor community?
Well, I think it's a tremendous new market.
Mm-hmm.
You will have a set of functional specifications just for the VA, but anyone else. So a private community hospital, a large-scale hospital system, DOD, Indian Health Service, can piggyback, if you will, on top of what VA has done and what has been made available, and then they can go out to the vendor community, as VA can. There's a big contract under evaluation now at the VA, T4. You're well aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could let some of these functionally decomposed specifications for specific capabilities out to the vendor community through that. Also through the open source community, but other folks can come in and say, well, I'll take 50% of what the VA has, but I want to put my special sauce on it. I want to have something that I bring to my special community,
mm-hmm.
Whatever that may be. And I don't have to reinvent the wheel. I can build on top of this since it's open source. It's all known how to do that.
Yeah.
So I think it creates a tremendous dynamic marketplace.
All right. Anybody that has met you for more than about 5 seconds... Anybody that's met you for more than about 5 seconds knows that you're very passionate about helping vets, especially coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. You're involved with some charities that help those people. Talk about what's coming up next. Plug whatever it is that you're working on next. Because you're always on something.
I'm always on something. Well, we're starting something called Operation Covert Santa,
mm-hmm.
and where we... If a soldier and his family are going to be in the hospital over Christmas, it's our commitment that they'll have a happy Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll be looking for folks. It's totally anonymous. The soldiers, whatever the gifts are, they come from Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
And whenever the this community has been so great to the soldiers and helping me help them, they go out and they do the shopping for us. They become elves. And they go out and shop and wrap the gifts, but they don't know who they're shopping for. They just know it's a soldier's 3-year-old daughter, mm-hmm. or a soldier wants this or that, his wife, something for his wife. They go out and shop for it. They wrap it. They never get to meet the soldier. It's the purest of, our good friend, Harold Ura, told me what he, that one time, it's the purest form of giving.
Mm-hmm.
It's totally anonymous. You
yep.
don't know who you're giving for or to. And if it weren't that way, the soldiers wouldn't accept it. It would look like charity.
Yeah.
And they will not take charity. But whenever they ask who it's coming from Santa Claus. And if you're a communist, you don't believe in Santa Claus. So we maintain that total anonymity. And we just make sure that they have as happy Christmas as they can have, given some terrible circumstances. And, a 3-year-old doesn't know that daddy's been hurt and maybe there won't be Christmas this year. So we make sure that happens.
Okay.
That's one. And then we're coming up on the 6th annual Operation Jumpstart,
mm-hmm.
in January, where we collect the suits, and you've been really helpful and gracious with that. So that's still in the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And we continue to do the Friday night dinners. We're in another 2 weeks will be our 7th anniversary of every Friday night. We take, the severely injured soldiers from Walter Reed and Bethesda and their families out for a full up steak dinner and treat them well and make sure they know that, their sacrifice has been appreciated and it won't be forgotten. So we're still, taking care of that. And this community has been wonderful about supporting our Friday night dinners. So, we got several other things in a way. The next big thing for me is something called Jose's Place,
mm-hmm.
where we're going to buy houses at each one of the VA polytrauma centers to help soldiers who are severely injured. But maybe not the safest place is to be in the hospital, but someplace close. So that's something we're working on as well. And, we're just taking the issues one at a time.
Ed Marr is with Computer Sciences Corporation, CSC, and a witness at a Senate Veterans Affairs Committee hearing yesterday, speaking to me this morning at Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. Ed, also chair of the VISTA Modernization Committee for ACT-IAC, and his testimony before the committee concerning that. Senator Daniel Akaka said at the beginning of the hearing that VA must articulate a vision for its IT program, VA's day-to-day management, management must reflect this vision. The lines of communication that compel IT development must remain open between VA leadership and users. And earlier in the hour, you heard Roger Baker, the chief information officer at VA, outline his plan for that. And he talked in the hearing about some goals moving forward in the coming years. He said his goals are to deliver effectively and efficiently the new Veterans Benefits Management System, achieve the Virtual Lifetime Electronic Records Initiative, deliver the IT projects essential to the other 14 major initiatives that he discussed in his testimony that will promote the transformation of VA as envisioned by Secretary Shinseki. Create an open source model for the VISTA electronic health record system, bringing back the innovation that made VISTA what Roger Baker calls the best electronic health care record system in the country. Solidify and refine PMAS to ensure that VA IT development projects continue to meet aggressive yet realistic customer delivery milestones. Leverage the visibility of the desktop initiative to ensure compliance with critical information security policies throughout the enterprise. Continue to ensure VA IT transparency by publicly publishing PMAS data, increasing internal customer satisfaction with VA IT services, and maintain the prioritized operating plan as the primary vehicle for communicating with internal customers at VA on budget decisions, and continuing to implement IT infrastructure improvements that increase VA service levels and decrease costs. An ambitious set of 10 goals from Roger Baker, the Chief Information Officer at the Department of Veterans Affairs, and someone who's been following IT management, not just at VA, but at other agencies for a long time, is the Dorabeck Insider, Federal News Radio's Chris Dorabeck. And Roger making himself a full plate there as he steps up to the IT buffet at VA.
And where was Solving World Hunger?
Yeah. Well, and I mentioned to Ed, you know, clearing up my acne and helping me lose 20 pounds.
Yeah.
It's all there.
But the and I was listening to the highlights of that, and I mean, I was talking to a couple of folks who were at the hearing, and apparently it was packed, and they're not in session.
No. They're in these pro forma sessions where they come in and gavel out so that they can continue to meet. But a lot of members there. Senator Burr, the ranking member there, and Roger made specific mention to a question of or a concern of his at this hearing. So, yeah, the full house yesterday. What's on the big Dorabeck Insider
show?
You
know, we're another big CIO job that a lot of questions about the Defense Department, and we're going to talk to the person who was a deputy CIO at DOD. He also helped write the Clinger-Cohen Act, the law that created CIOs in agencies, and find out if this is exactly what he had in mind.
Yeah.
When they, a lot of shuffling going on. We're going to find out what it means.
Excellent. The Dorabeck Insider up next on Federal News Radio 1500 AM. A brand new in-depth tomorrow, including the Federal News Countdown. Thanks for listening.